And
That's
just
fine.
not
You gotta make
another
your money. You
John
gotta make
Wick
your
movie
nut somehow.
right now, just because. What did you say?
You gotta make your nut somehow. That's the phrase, right?
No, that was a phrase.
There's a blind squirrel. every once in a while.
Make
but...
your monthly nut.
You
what?
Heard that
Don't
in my
laugh
life.
At me.
You're gonna have to search that up after.
I'll look it up right now.
I've
the monthly
heard
nut.
Yeah. Never heard of
the monthly nut, boys.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
You
a
finance
really?
Guy. I'm not a finance guy. I had no idea
a financial
that was a
institution. I never
I'm
knew
gonna start
that.
Using
yeah,
that term now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Wow,
back
we
in
just
business.
Just finished.
Bajranji Bandi.
Bajranji Bandi.
Bajranji Bajran.
Bajranji Bajran.
I said it right when I had the words.
Translation,
in front of
guys. We've had a jam packed day, and
wow.
We hope you enjoy. Please subscribe.
Yes.
Thank you so much for getting us to 1,000. Hopefully, we're almost at 2 at this point.
Yeah. Keep it
also
going.
Also, check
keep
out
it
Isaac's
going.
Shirt. Pretty dope.
Oh,
it's available at the theSliceOfLifePodcast.com.
Yes.
Links
definitely
in the description.
Check it out.
We're talking
but,
about
yeah, wow. Yes.
Bajranji Bajran.
I need to have that
Bajran.
In front of me at all.
Bajranji Bajran.
Okay.
Let me tell you, we just got off this movie.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful film.
Beautiful. Oh. I thought this one felt a lot more fun. Even though it was maybe a darker movie.
Oh yeah, there was never any threat.
It was a happy time.
Well, there was definitely
there
a
was
threat
a perceived
then, but
threat,
it was
but, you
but
knew,
it was
you
like
knew
it
that
was happy.
Was gonna
At
happen.
The end of the day, it was a happy movie, and I like
yeah.
those
yeah.
movies. Movies
well,
where
yeah, and the happy,
happy
ending, like that's
happy
the thing.
Ending.
This is the type
you
of
don't
movie
always
that you
get
could
those.
Show to your grandma.
Oh my word!
Oh yeah,
my grandmas are dead, but you could show it to your mom. Like I would show it to my mom, and she would love it.
Just ruined the mood right
wow.
there.
That was savage.
But yeah, oh, such a so good.
Dude,
I mean,
it was awesome.
The little
that girl was
amazing.
Moltra. It was amazing. Now
Mooney,
I will
like,
also say,
oh my,
we missed probably a good amount because we don't know the cultural
yeah.
as much.
We
as
tried
the
to follow along, and
I
we did
we
look
did really
up.
Good.
We did research a little bit beforehand.
Someone
and,
told
yeah.
us there were quite
yes,
a few festivals.
We
so I, we were talking about this. I think this is probably the most
right.
authentic cultural. Hindi
definitely,
movie
yeah, yeah. It
yeah,
felt
that
very
is
much
closest
so.
To.
Yep.
Yeah, totally. And it really like it was very well done. The acting was awesome. I love the love song. Oh my word! I went bananas
oh,
when they had that love
that
song.
Was great.
That was
yeah.
beautiful.
Yep, that was so
beautiful.
Good. And like, just all the songs and the chicken song.
Oh, the cock-a-doodle-doo.
He was going like this
song.
And just chilling. So good. It was so fun. Yeah, they had a
it
lot
really
of fun
was.
Moments.
It really was.
But the emotional moments hit hard too. It wasn't
yeah.
cheap. It was like
yeah.
it was. Well earned, and it was just wow, like especially that ending. It's like,
yes,
man,
yes, the climactic hug at the
crazy.
End that brought it
yeah.
all together.
Yep,
the dramatic crossing of the,
and
the
how,
border,
yeah,
border.
And well,
bringing
spoilers,
both,
but,
yeah,
yeah, well,
bringing
or no,
both
that,
countries
would,
together,
yep.
like the universal, because obviously they're trying to portray the conflict
right
between. Pakistan
culture.
And India.
In India, yeah.
Yep.
And then they were united in this one fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting, too, how they played around with the religions as well, where it was him trying to learn
right.
to also be...
Should not be seen in a mosque, and then...
Right,
then,
right. But
yeah.
then he kind of learned, like, okay, it's all kind of chill. You know, it was interesting
yeah.
how they kind of reflected that, where he was still devout throughout, but it was interesting how he was able to experience other cultures and stuff like
yep.
that.
Yep, yep.
It
was
really... fantastic. And, like...
Yeah.
I just loved it.
I was
loved
not
it.
A big fan of this movie.
Whoa, really?
So I'll be the detractor.
Tell me more.
Here.
Okay.
So
what's up, Ben?
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. It was good, but I'm gonna be the negative Nancy.
Yeah. What
as
happened?
They say
what happened
one.
With you?
The emotions didn't really hit. The only
oh.
thing keeping me in was the very cute little girl.
Sure.
Just she kept it
yeah,
together.
Her acting was
otherwise
great.
Everything else was just like I can't take it.
Really?
It was too much for me.
It was too cheesy
yeah.
or what?
It was just the feeling of it. It was just so I guess it was trying to make you feel emotions, but sure. I want those to be organic and natural.
Well, I thought it was I thought they built it up well.
And that's my opinion. But and I feel like, oh yeah, if it hit you naturally, like hard, right. it's obviously that's
what yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't a huge fan, but I thought it was really that little girl was so cute.
She was adorable.
Oh yeah,
she was adorable. And
she was able to portray emotions very
awesome.
Well.
She had such. I love her face palm. It was just awesome.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I love how like important her face would be like yes no
And then I love I'm so gonna cute. Start doing it when she was saying yes she'd go like
so
good.
I love that. But that was what was carrying the film for me.
Really, it wasn't the hunk.
It was Salman Khan. Yeah,
Salman Khan.
Wow,
is he related to Amir Khan at all? Do we know?
That's an interesting question.
I don't know.
I don't know how popular Khan is as a name. You know.
Here's the thing. Like this is the thing too. So I like sappy movies.
Sure.
But it's like sometimes it's really hard for me to get in if I know that the purpose of it is to engage or. Elicit these emotions, and then if I'm not fully engaged, it's like, ooh, this is not working.
You weren't all the way there.
Yeah,
you weren't
all in. But the little girl, if she wasn't in there, it would have been.
I was all in.
Yeah, I was too.
So I think those boys and I could tell while we were reacting. You'll notice I probably had a more reserved reaction.
Probably, yeah. I didn't even notice.
These boys did seem like they were all the way there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cute.
It's a cute movie.
It's cute.
The music really pushed it forward for me. I'm glad they had
a lot
of musical numbers.
And I'm not trashing the movie by any means.
Right, no.
I still
the comments will get after
they're
you.
They're going to go after
It's okay.
You got to have some detract. You can't have all
Well,
all
I mean, don't just
sunshine,
say negative just to
create
controversy.
No, I'm not going to do that. But it didn't. I just wasn't fully engaged as much as I
Interesting.
I don't know. I thought. I mean, I was fully engaged the whole time.
I could tell. Yeah.
But
that
there
chicken
were,
song got me going.
I mean,
like nobody's
I'm trying
business.
To think. Like, there were a few slower parts, but like
it's
overall,
a long movie. It's still a long
it was
movie.
So like it's such a good film, and so, like it was filled with joy. Is what I
yeah,
I
yeah.
saw.
That's
and
what
it's
I was
like,
thinking.
Girl
provided
so, unique,
so much,
which
light.
Is probably why you didn't like it because it wasn't as
you
dynamic.
You just don't like joy.
No, it was very much like a fun. It's
yes.
like it's you could watch. It
and
with
that's
your mom.
The thing. Yeah, you could watch it with your mom. There was no, even though there was a perceived threat, you never felt the threat.
Like, it's at least more like it's, it. This yeah. is like there we've was, been watching R-rated Indian movies. This
right.
is like a PG.
This is a very like
it's
yeah,
safer,
yeah.
right?
When they're smacking him, it's not.
Right.
It's like
yeah, it's
okay,
not
yeah.
quite as
right. You
violent.
Could tell it was
I
toned
guess.
Down.
That,
I bet
and
you
that might
rating-wise.
Actually that's probably a fair point because
yeah.
this I think is geared towards families. If I'm
For
not
sure.
mistaken,
yeah.
So
whereas
that's
other movies
I think that's the big difference. Where it's like, oh, they're really sanitizing this. But the story is, I think the story
well,
is good.
Yeah, and I don't think they're necessarily sanitizing the story. The violence, yes, but like
for
the,
sure.
the,
yeah,
the
for
what,
sure.
like
the journey.
And
yeah,
as,
the
a,
journey,
as a family
the,
movie, I thought
the difference.
Yeah,
right.
It was, yeah, the,
you could show
again,
this to your mom, and
yes.
she would love it.
Yes, and the little girl just stole the show.
Oh my word!
Yeah.
Who was that actress? I mean, she.
I don't
yes.
know. She was so cute and so consistently. You look at her face, and she was reacting to what she was seeing.
Yeah,
and it was natural, and it was like, oh, that's awesome.
I'm there.
Wow. Yeah, she hasn't been in like a lot of. She's only been in like one other.
Really.
She's been.
She's
okay,
also
a
very
few,
young.
A few other short
six,
movies.
Well,
yeah, which
she
makes sense.
She's
can't,
probably like 12.
Probably
at least in America, usually older people
right,
play
yep,
younger
yep,
people.
Yep, yep,
it's easier,
yep.
But yeah, she was great. I mean, like, holy cow.
Yes.
Yeah, so
but
fun.
That's my. I don't want to be too negative, but that's my honest opinion.
I
we
like
gotta,
it. I like
gotta
it.
Gotta give
there
honest,
for it.
Yep.
Yeah. So I would have. I don't know if we're going right to ratings, but I would have given it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
And I like it.
Sure.
So I did hit the like button.
That's a 3 out of 5. That's like
okay.
a middle of the road.
Okay.
3 out of 5.
Middle of the road.
Through.
Yeah.
I thought this was very fun. I thought the chicken song had me there. There was another song before the chicken song that also had
well,
me there.
Well, the love
too.
Song is
the love
there
song.
There was the love song.
Yeah. That was
we
so
did
much
notice
fun.
The musical instruments. So, like, the
xylophone
style.
Yes.
Like,
what was that? It was something.
I don't know. There was a
let
box
us know
that
in the comments what those instruments were because I was loving
it.
I love instruments that are exotic. Like,
instruments from a different culture, I just love. You guys know this. I buy anything like that's an instrument. I'm down for.
He's got some fun instruments.
I have the Chinese cello, the Ehru thing. I have that one. I have an ocarina. I got a couple other things.
You got an organ.
An organ.
It's more of a bigger, larger instrument.
Let me tell you, I'm going to look up whatever that thing was that they were pumping.
Mike loves his instruments.
Well, there's so many. That one musical, or that one scene where they were, beating on the drums, and then they had, like, this vase-style, like, instrument where they would cover and then remove their hand to create different sounds.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was that thing they were pushing in and out. Yep. That was really interesting. There's so many cool instruments that we've never seen before.
I love it. I do think there's like a big jar that he was going like, whoop,
whoop, yep, that's whoop, what, sorry, that's whoop, what I'm talking yep, about. That big like vase jar.
I don't know how much that thing costs, but I got to find that on Amazon. I can find that on, guys, let me, what is it called? It's like a big jar with like a thing and they go, whoop.
Yep, it just creates slightly.
A didgeridoo.
No, it's not. It can't be. What's a didgeridoo? That's something else.
I've heard of it. It sounds like a didgeridoo.
It does. That sound that you're making. Yeah. You want to go.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
So good. Yeah. They had so many cool instruments.
This is a different style, I think, of the ones we've seen.
Again, we're watching a different style of indie movie. We watched a drama, we've been watching action, we've been watching all the different, I think, styles of.
Yeah, it's good to get that variety. So it's been good. It's been fun.
And I think I probably was a little bit too strong in the by saying, did I say sappy? But
he said sappy.
Okay, I maybe did. Oh boy.
Yep.
All right, I'll take the heat. It's all right.
Go for it. It's fine.
But I think it's just sometimes you watch a movie and then there's periods of like, oh, this is super over the top, but I'm already fully engaged. It's like RRR. I feel like is one.
I had to take a mental break after that. I was like, I was too overstimulated. I couldn't lift it. But this one kind of had
one emotional center the whole way through.
Right.
And it didn't really change.
We also all do not have children. Like, you don't have kids. And I feel like
so
this.
You could see that. Yeah.
I feel like
I felt everything. Even though I don't have children, I felt it all.
It was so fun to see that. Heard the little girl just going. What? Alright, I missed
what
that.
What is happening?
That's a complete joke. I think one needs to have kids
to fully.
You could really tell, like, when someone laid a hand on that girl, how his face just got And we don't feel that because we're not fathers, but I'm sure if you're a father who has a daughter,
but
you could relate to that emotion.
I thought they did those scenes really well.
I did too. I just think it's more exaggerated when you have a kid or if you're a mom or something like that. And you're like,
it was awesome to see her reunited with her mother and she's running.
Right.
Yes.
I wanted more. This might just be me and my love of violence. I wish he would have beat more people up. I wish he would have.
You were waiting for that.
I was waiting for like another fight scene halfway through and it never happened. But it was good still. I really liked it. I thought the ending was beautiful, and I really do think the cultural impacts of both countries is interesting too. Kind of like the
and
journey of
came together at the end. That was
the
real.
Mixing
that
of
was,
cultures, and which by the way is completely outside our realm of like world. Like it's so wild to see two different cultures, both of which we have like no idea.
Right. Yeah.
And we were what
trying,
they
so
are.
We were trying to piece together, and we'll need
I know.
Kind of.
But it would be like for us, probably like us in like Mexico, probably, because it's like a bordering state and there's been some conflict. And so us crossing.
And we're trying
over.
To keep track. So there's the Hindi gods and then, but which, like,
the
they
Pakistani,
were, he was mentioning
they
so
had,
that.
They're, of course, the Muslims.
What was the associated? So was he part of a caste? And then
guys, break it down.
Yeah, we're gonna
I
have
different.
To
no idea.
Yeah, there is a whole different.
Because he was system. Named after the Hindi
the monke.
God that he.
The monke.
Yes. So we're curious about how that works.
Yeah, break it down. Yeah,
and there were quite a few festivals, and we did notice red, the color red, and
that was true. That
and
was
another
cool.
thing too, and this is what maybe why you didn't like it. A lot of people were saying why the heck are these movies?
So, to be fair, we went off the voting.
Guys, I have heard good things about KGF, so please.
Uh-oh, don't say
vote half for KGF.
There are some crazy debates in the
I know.
Vote for it.
I want to watch
it. I want to see it too.
I do too.
I want to see it. I know people are saying, why are you doing it?
Yeah, there's a lot of hate.
Come on, guys. Let us see it. Please,
I wanted to see Jai Bim, but I don't think we're ever going to be able to see
never going to be able to see.
When are we going to watch that
They'll
one?
Never let... Dude, that's like a 9 point something, I thought.
Well, it's insane.
Man.
It's, is it 8.9?
8 point.
When will we be ready? 8.8 8
or something. When
it's like insanely high. Yeah. All these movies are crazy
this
high.
This one's 8.1, I think. So it's that's fairly high.
Yeah.
Pretty high. I mean, I get it.
Wait, what was our? What was your rating? We got it. Ben, oh, yeah,
Ben rated it a 3. I probably would rate it a 4.
Yeah, I was going to go 5.
Yep. I thought this was better than...
This is our biggest deviation between, for totally. Sure. It's totally usually true. We're all within yep. a half point.
I think... what was a movie that I think this was better. I think I rated Sardar 3.5. And I like this one better than Sardar. Just because this was more... I'm not a big fan of just... Like, Sardar was so sad.
Yeah.
That was you funny. Needed to watch it, but like it's also... poignant, you know. Mm-hmm. I would rate this a 4.
Yep.
Not a 4.5 because only RRR I think in my heart right now and Three Idiots probably are in that range.
I agree. That's yep.
But yeah, I thought this was good. I definitely thought it was gonna be fun. So
yeah, it was good. Yeah, I thought
there wasn't too much humor in the film except for the little girl providing.
Oh, that was
humor.
Yeah.
What the guy was humor. Funny at the beginning. Yeah. He was pretty funny. Like when he was getting beaten up, he's like, "Don't worry, don't even."
Yeah, that's true. He was. Yeah, he's a great actor too. Like
Yeah, he is. That is
we
got
to see him. I wonder what
guys. Let us know what movies we should watch next because I'm excited to see what they're gonna say as to what we should watch next.
Let's see if we can... we're gonna put more options on there too.
KGF, dude.
Also,
I think that'd be
sounds
great.
Crazy. We are adding to the Google Forms. We're adding like Three Idiots.
Oh, we're adding them back.
Adding them back and as like reaction videos. Because
we never reacted.
We never did fully react.
But we'll
to those.
Eventually get to those.
So
anyway,
we will. We
like.
Definitely.
So maybe
will.
They shouldn't be in that.
Well, Ben, we add them on, so if you really
if
want us
really
to,
want it right
to
away,
watch
we'll
it,
right
vote
away.
On
we will
it,
get to it.
And, yeah, we'll
fair
get
enough,
to the...
Yeah.
But we, yeah, I really want KGF. I heard that one is a testosterone-filled movie.
And there's a lot of people that say, watch this, it's amazing.
And then a lot of people that say,
no way,
it's awful,
not
don't
ready.
Watch it.
I think I'm
well,
ready.
Well, it's not even not ready.
If it's like SS Rajemouli, I'm, like, totally down.
Yeah.
Because those styles,
I don't know
like,
if it'll be as good as
enjoyed it.
Well,
as
right,
as...
yeah, I get it, but
well,
yeah.
But hey, at least it would make a really. I feel like it would make a really fun reaction video. So
right,
if you guys want
right.
that, let us
was
know.
Was this movie
so.
Based on a true story? I guess that's one question. I didn't. Even
I have
think
no
of
idea.
Let us
that,
know in the
it
comments.
Felt like yeah, so that's another thing. It felt.
Let me.
Like yeah. a true, well,
yeah,
I can't
it,
believe
it did.
This someone
based
would
on,
post to YouTube and it would be that pop.
Well,
like
right,
that seemed
yeah.
a little.
Oh, you're right. You're yeah. right.
So maybe it was more
inspired.
Surrounding events.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is fair.
Probably the Pakistani India divide.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Yep. Okay, so it was like inspired by stories. That
sure.
The director.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Heard.
Sure. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I, at least as far as I know, if I miss something...
I think I would
comment.
Put this in the same category of movie as, like, a Dengal.
Oh, yeah,
like a,
I
like
agree.
A drama.
Yep. Well,
yep.
but, like, upbeat,
was...
fun, you know, like,
yeah, sure.
like happy kind of a thing. You know what I'm
yep.
saying?
Where yep,
it
that
didn't,
same
it didn't, it,
style.
The volatility. Like, RR goes all the way up and then
yeah,
all the way down.
Yeah, the style is...
Right.
These
are more...
evened out a little bit. Yeah. It was more fun... throughout the film most of the time. So
and like I said, I mean, you watch this with your family, everyone's gonna enjoy
oh,
it.
Ben's afraid of the comments because the comments are coming after him.
I think I said something negative. I can't remember what other movie I watched.
Oh yeah, you got some comments.
I see I'm not afraid to say some negative things.
And I don't think you should be.
I shouldn't should be otherwise say... what do we live in? A communist society. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna hold back.
But guys, let us know. I want to know more about the caste system because they
yes.
were talking about that, and I just
yes,
don't understand.
We were trying to figure that out.
We
yeah.
were while we were, and you'll see the reaction.
I think
we were
he was part of a caste. And then he was worried that she was a part of a different cast. Yeah, it was kind of...
It was interesting, yeah. Yep. But guys, definitely let us know in the comments, yep. But,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, good I movie. Liked it.
Yeah, fun all it's around. Okay. It's we okay. Also, we did see some movies that came out in the U.S. recently.
Yes,
and,
we did.
Yes. John Wick, we saw that one. And...
that was a movie.
Yeah. And we finished up The Last of Us, so there's that too.
Yes.
But, wow. We should definitely quick talk about John Wick. Cause
and how Last of Us.
Yeah, if we get around to it. But yeah, it's like, oh my gosh. So Chapter 4, the final John Wick movie.
The final.
We saw this in theaters.
See now.
And wow.
Probably the best action movie you'll see this year. Is there Mission Impossible movie this year?
No.
No.
I thought it was 2024.
I think that's
okay.
I think that's this year, but
oh, really?
But later maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's later.
For part that's going to be tough then. But yep. Regardless, incredible movie.
Like
yeah.
action
stunts
flipping packed.
Like how
that's what I like
movie.
About John Wick is that there it's so much action and so much like really well choreographed. Fight. It's like almost a
you
dance.
Feel exhausted.
It's like yeah. a dance that they're doing. Like it's
I
like
know.
A fight, but it's like
and the music is timed so perfectly
yeah,
with the
music
action.
Is another
like
great
the techno, like crazy music, and
the
then
soundtrack is a key part.
Oh, a huge part.
Totally.
And then the way they choreograph the scenes, like how in the world did they the stairs? There's like a actually multiple
there's
scenes
multiple
that were
yeah.
so
yeah.
impressive
insane.
On the stairs. The there are the steps going
yep,
up to the
yep.
the tower.
The flippity when he was
and then yeah, and then the like the shootout, the like
the incendiary
cars.
Bullet scene.
Yeah,
oh
was,
my no. word!
The top down view of the when he's running through that one.
That was very well done. That was inspired
area,
by
and,
for sure. It was inspired
oh, yeah.
by Kill Bill for
yeah.
sure.
And what is it? Minority Report have one of those top down views too.
Yep.
And so
yep.
like those that was amazing.
I'm
that
a sucker
style.
For that. Yep.
And then and then also with the cars when like he, all those
oh,
people were getting
they
all the
were
bad guys were getting
sequence,
hit by the cars.
Which was super cool.
And
wow,
he was avoiding
right.
them and like how did they do that? Like because some were getting hit by the cars, some weren't. Like, how do they piece that all together?
Yeah.
It blows my mind. Like,
I know.
All that,
the stunts
how they did
is,
those
are
scenes.
They're bar none, like, incredible. I mean, Mission
yeah.
Impossible, yes, you can compare because they're both incredible
sure.
stunts. Etc.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
has
just
more,
entirely
more of it. Like,
it's
just
not, yeah,
constant.
This one isn't about necessarily, like, the jumping off a plane. It's about,
right.
like, the
yeah.
actual correct way to fight people.
Yeah.
Like, the way Keanu, because Keanu is, like, a jiu-jitsu black belt. He knows
perfect.
Martial
yeah.
arts. He knows loading a gun. Like, there's scenes where he's doing, like he like, undoes the gun with a clip, and he, like,
yep.
flicks it out. That's an actual move you do. And, like, yeah. he does that at the shooting range a lot, and he's, like, posts about it because
he's
it's
so
very
used
popular.
To it. Yeah, he's so used to that.
That's
like,
his whole
being
thing, is being really accurate to, like, how to do stuff. And
yep.
while it's super over the top,
yep.
he is doing a lot. There's a scene in, like, John Wick 4 or 3, actually, where he, like, has a gun, right? He's shooting it, bang, 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 bang. He grabs it. He grabs, like, he like, throws it up, grabs it, cocks the gun back to
yeah.
look at how much ammo it's in.
Yeah.
And then he flips it back and gets it in his hand. That's an actual
wow.
thing you can do.
Yeah.
So it's like he's doing all these really, like, technical stuff that I thought was really, like, well done.
Yep. Yep.
Because it's technical, you know?
Right? Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
just like, it's like he's actually doing the things you should be doing if
yep.
you're going to be doing that fight.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. This man. One was that was it was really really
like
well
I bet he got so tired doing so. That's the one on the steps.
Oh,
like that's
you
stunt.
Can tell he was
like
exhausted.
Holy crap! Like
some
he
of
was
it.
Barely able to walk.
Just
getting destroyed.
Oh my god!
The nunchucks.
Yeah,
that was so long.
Oh, at the beginning. Yeah, I was like, how the heck is this?
And
still
honestly,
going?
I was
and
talking
was...
to I was talking to Sadie on the way there. I was like you know when we're thinking about these movies like. I love the John Wick movies so much, but I don't want them to make too many. Otherwise, it'll
yeah.
kind of ruin it if it
yep.
goes downhill.
Yep.
But I'm so glad that... I didn't know this was the last one.
I
didn't even know.
I didn't
either.
I didn't either.
I thought it really was a good,
I agree.
Cathartic ending.
Yep. And I hope they keep it that way. I hope they don't come back with a John Wick 5. Like, I feel like... I feel like it's had a... It's done well
it
enough
suitable,
where
yeah.
they don't... I mean, they're making spinoffs. But
yep.
that's fine. I
that's
just
fine.
Not
gotta
another
make your money.
John
gotta
Wick
make your nut somehow.
Right now, just because. What did you say?
You gotta make your nut somehow. That's the phrase, right?
No, that was a phrase.
There's a blind squirrel finding every once in a while.
Make your monthly nut.
Don't laugh at me.
You're gonna have to search that up after.
I'll look it up right now.
I've never heard of the monthly nut.
Yeah. Where is the search bar? We're looking this up right now. The monthly nut.
Dad, I've never heard of that.
The monthly nut. Oh. What you and your family spend
okay,
each
that's
month.
That's a financial term I've never heard of.
The monthly nut, boys.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
You're a finance guy. I'm not a finance guy. I had no idea
that was
a term.
Financial institution.
I never knew that. I'm going to start using that term now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like operating expense, the monthly nut. You got to make
learn
your monthly
new
nut
every day, I suppose. That's funny. That's super
I
funny.
Can't believe we haven't talked about that sooner. That's something totally we would bring up.
Oh man!
What was the context of me saying that?
I don't know, but great movie.
They have to make the monthly nut while making these spinoffs. Yeah, is the idea.
Yup. What did you guys rate this movie?
Oh man, I was so close to a 4.5 because for what it was almost perfect.
Yeah,
like for
I think I gave it a 4.
I gave it a four. I was darn close to 4.5.
It's really good. Yeah, it was really well done. And even
it felt so short.
That's why I gave it almost a 4.5 too, because it was so quick. It was really well paced.
Yep. Yeah. For what you were expecting versus what, like, I mean, honestly, it would have been really hard for them to do it any better.
Right. Totally.
And so that's why I was like, man, there were so many cool set pieces and varied set pieces, so it didn't feel repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's big, because it could feel repetitive if you're just boom, boom, boom.
And the shot locations
were
crazy, and it was just well done all around, like where to go and stuff.
Yeah. So, and plus new characters that were, like, more... like pretty decent characters to supplement
What's his name? Ip Man? I can't
Donnie Yen. He's good. In the prior ones, maybe those characters weren't as good.
Or as focused, had a bigger role in it.
This one was great. Like, they really did a good job of.
Yeah, and I mean, if they do make another one, I won't be mad, but I want them to end it well. Because this one I thought had a really ending.
Don't make another one.
I don't think they need to. It is perfect the way it is. You had him die in a very peaceful way.
Spoilers, but yeah.
Right. But it was so peaceful, you know? Yep. I mean, I totally get that.
It was very simple.
Exactly. Four is all around for that.
Okay.
Speaking of
a peaceful ending.
Yeah, The Last of Us.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow. So, what did you think of that last episode? So, spoilers.
Nobody's played the game, right?
I haven't played the game, but let me tell you. I would probably do the same thing.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For the good of the
community.
Your
child.
No, I know. It brings up good ethical questions.
Yeah.
Do you let...
It does.
Theoretically,
I'm a married man now. I gotta think about the family. Yeah. You know?
No, it's true because they're doing it without her permission. Theoretically,
she was knocked out.
And let's not forget, they didn't say it was confirmed that she would actually do it.
Right.
Yeah.
She could die, and then nothing would happen.
Okay. So
they don't know if
save
it's gonna
everyone
cure
from
everyone.
The pandemic or the
right.
Yeah. The fungi.
Yep.
Theoretically, but. Still, like, to get to that point, you're really sacrificing. I mean, the question is it the good of the people or versus one? But you're really moralistically, you're down.
And that's why they made it that way. It's to cause contemplation. Yeah.
And then Joel was like, "No, I can't have any."
Yeah,
it's his daughter.
Yeah, he had learned at that point, and that was awesome to see because, like, at that point, Ellie is his daughter.
Holy cow! It was interesting to see how they went with his character because, like, he's not made out to be like, oh, this great hero. He's like brutal. Like, did you see
in that
hospital scene, like? The one guy didn't have his gun. He's like, I won't do anything. Like, I don't have my gun. And he just shoots him.
Yeah,
and like, and then he shot the surgeon. He shot he was just on a rampage. And it's interesting. You don't see that a lot.
Let me tell you, if I had a daughter,
these type of shows,
bang, bang, everybody's dying.
Yeah.
Everybody's dying.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just what would happen. I mean, yeah. And that's the ethical thing I think they're bringing up. And I bet you if you did a poll.
Save the world or save one person.
I don't have a daughter, but I bet if you did a poll of people that would or would not. Also have another poll of, do you have kids or do you not? Yeah, and I bet you would totally sway based off of that, just because it's so emotionally.
Yeah.
What did you guys think overall as a season?
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought
there were some slow parts.
Here's the thing.
I agree. There were some weird episodes.
This is objectively
like flashback
true.
Episodes.
Those two episodes, the episodes about the relationships, were the weakest.
I think so, yeah.
And I think that's what most people have said online too, because it's just
they
were just in there as filler, and they didn't remove the plot.
So there was another
one. You didn't need a whole episode.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You
can have flashbacks and stuff like that, but like especially the later episode where it was it was basically the story was from a DLC from the game. So it was but still they did not need to have it the whole episode.
It could have been
they were just trying
minutes.
To get to like we need to make sure this first season has like 9 episodes or whatever. Like
that's
we need
what
to add
it felt
some filler.
Like to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, even though it was based off the game, it didn't fit very well with what was happening because in that episode, Joel was like dying, and then they just cut back to
the
flashback for like the whole time until like 5 minutes at the end.
And again, I thought it was pointless.
I thought
you could have done that way quicker and then moved along the plot of Joel.
So here's the thing.
They
needed
still
to show
that
Ellie lost someone
minutes.
Or had to kill.
But you could have done that in 20 minutes versus 45.
So you needed the context, but you didn't need...
Right,
yeah,
but it just was too long, and it provided color and character to her, but I thought not 45 minutes worth. Like, you didn't need it to be that long to really. I don't know. That was my thought.
And that was those were the like. Otherwise, it was pretty consistently pretty decent.
Yeah, the dialogue was really good. Yeah.
Their
the
relationship is awesome.
Between
like
Joel and
Ellie. Pedro Pascal is awesome.
Yeah.
Bella Ramsey's awesome, I think.
I'm excited. I think they're only going to make 2 seasons because there's only 2 games out.
So far, yeah, they're making I think they're making a 3rd game now. Yeah. They're like, well,
now that everybody's
the creator,
listening.
It's the writer's like, oh, we got
to. Well, I've just heard that like the game is critically acclaimed too. So, and I've heard that this is very. I've never played the game, but I've heard that this is very
accurate. Some shot by shot.
Oh,
yes.
Very
I did too
accurate
on
to the game.
Which
this
is crazy.
This is like one of, I would say, one of the first video game shows or. Like movie basically this is basically like a long movie but that has really gained like positive reviews and like just a huge step up from the other video game movies and TV shows that have been out there.
Yeah,
this is like a huge step up for sure. So
totally
I think
agree.
This will start hopefully it'll start like a revolution of like good video game
movies.
Because that's what you need. Well, that's the thing though, you need a good video game. Because The Last of Us was
good
video game
that's,
first.
Yep.
So if you try to do like Uncharted, I'm going to bash Uncharted.
Trashy
video game. You're going to get a trashy result of a movie.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that
usually
it happen.
Make it better. Yeah.
You've got to have a really good story-driven idea. Like a lot of those dark anthology movies where you kind of choose the character's path. I think those could be made into really good movies. Like Detroit Become Human could be a really good movie.
Yeah.
Because it's very story-based.
Very dialogue.
Like, Call of Duty can't be a video game because it's just too disassociated from story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you could argue, is that a really good video game then? But that's fine. But anyways.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah. I guess Letterboxd doesn't allow us to rate TV shows.
Yeah,
but
they pop up somehow.
What would you say?
I would say 4 out of 5 thus far.
What would you say?
Yeah, I would say 4 just because of the... filler there's
I would say
episodes.
5 and then I lop off a half star for every bad episode.
it's
back to a 4.
I love the twist there.
So
like
it's 5 but then it went big bang, so that's 4. But yeah, I thought it was good. It's a really good, it's probably my favorite show of the year.
Succession is coming up,
which will be blowing out the water, dude.
I'm so pumped.
That'll be great. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, thanks for joining
Peace in the Middle East.
We'll see you next time.
Love you.
See you later.